used to make fun of me because I would always come to the airport in jeans.
Like at like 4 a.m.
Yes, I finally have embraced the leggings, but it only took me 12 years.
But the leggings that you wear aren't really casual.
I know.
They're so really, I'm they're like, still.
It's very unnatural yeah. for me.
So she does this story set last night, John, and it was like all about how homely she looks. She was gorgeous head to toe. I was like, I don't actually know what she's talking about at all.
Pull up a cup of coffee and let's get this party started.
We're the Uplines you didn't know you needed, but now you have.
This is the podcast for women who are building a direct sales business but want to do it the right way.
Melanie has a decade of experience in direct sales. She's earned the top in industry 4 years in a row and has grown a multi-million dollar organization. She gives a no BS approach to leadership, recruitment, and organization.
And my bestie Katie has you covered with the rest. From the relationships, the do's and don'ts of branding, her content has been viewed by millions. She doesn't just talk the talk, but she teaches people how to create an intentional brand too.
All right, let's get this party started. Well, hey everyone, it is Katie and Melanie of the Direct Sales Done Right podcast. And this week we're talking all about your stories, your stories. And more specifically, we're talking about the stories that you put up on Instagram or on Facebook and like the entire purpose of doing them and also the strategy behind how to do them successfully. Mm-hmm. So we're not just going to give you some ideas that are, you know, kind of boring or repeated. You know you need to be doing stories, especially if you're growing your brand online. Mm-hmm. But there is a strategy to how to do them well, and more importantly, to make those stories help you convert people to your team members and to your customers. So we're going to dive into that today. But before we do, we always shout out a listener of the week. Now, the listener of the week is somebody who tags us. It's super simple. They tag us on social media. They tag Chic Influencer, or they tag at Melanie Mitro, or they tag at Katie Writes Content. And I'm totally going to share that my name is actually K-A-T-Y because I find that it's like most people are like, I can't find you because they think it's K-A-T-I-E. Blame my mother. It's just K-A-T-Y, at Katie Writes Content. So this week's listener of the week is Harissa at the Winding Way Forward. Harissa at the Winding Way Forward. So you are the winner. Just send us a message over on Instagram. Let us know that you won. And we're going to do a free mini coaching session with you. Mm-hmm. And we'll go over really any questions that you have in your business. I know I just did one this week that was so much fun. What did I talk about with her? She had a couple questions about just starting off in direct sales and really growing her brand. And so we went over a couple of strategies. It was a lot of fun. So this week, let's dive into stories.
Okay.
So I think you're like going first. You're giving the first.
I am. So we're going to talk about, Instagram stories today because.
But it can be Facebook too.
It can be.
It can.
Because you're going to use them in either place. And, you know, when we look at stories, the number one thing when I even just was looking over our outline today was that people say to us all the time, I'm not getting any story viewers. My story views aren't growing. People aren't interacting with me. They're not filling out my polls. And so we really, I want to keep that in the back of our minds that that is one of the biggest concerns that people have. And most people starting out don't have a large following. So we're really coming at this perspective of somebody that is trying to build up that following. How do you drive people to the stories? So really the first thing is, and even before we talk about understanding your audience, which is number one, it's like, what is the purpose of your Instagram stories? Why do you do them? So whether it's Instagram or Facebook, your feed, just really quickly, that is your storefront. That is when people are walking by, think of a strip mall, and they're window shopping, they're trying to decide which store they're going to go into based on what's in the window or the name of the store, the displays. And so that's really step number one of people finding you and interacting with you. But the second thing is once somebody says, oh, I like what's in their storefront, they pull open the door and they walk in. And when somebody walks into the store, I want you to think of that as your stories, your Facebook and Instagram stories. And so now this is where they actually start to look at the products. They decide if they like the vibe, they like the customer service, if they're actually going to purchase anything. And so your stories are really the way for people to come into your storefront, into your brand, and really determine whether or not they like the vibe that they're throwing down. Mm-hmm. And it is not your job to make everybody that walks into your storefront buy something from you.
Yeah.
That's incredibly important because not, and you don't want to be this person that tries to just do everything perfect. You really want to let your guard down and talk about like who you are, why you do what you do. So that really leads to the first step of really doing stories that are going to keep your followers coming back. And it's important that you understand your audience. And probably as a new direct seller, like we were when we started, we really weren't sure who our audiences were. I know for me personally, I was like, I can help everybody. I can help the young mom and I can help the mom that has older kids and I can help the grandma. And when I tried to speak very broadly, I didn't speak to anyone. And so instead, I want you to really say, number one, who are you? Who are you? What is your stance on not just the products that you sell, but on who you are as a person? What are your core values? What are your likes? What are your dislikes? How do you approach just life in general? So it doesn't have to be all business. And so once you start sharing and you start just kind of putting yourself out there in stories, then you look at things like your insights, which is why we encourage people that are in either our community, our Direct Sales Done Right Academy, which is our foundational course. We teach them how to look at their insights. We want you to have a creator or business account because we want you to be able to say, oh, people saved this, or they replied to this story, I guess, you know, they replied to this story, or they clicked on this link, or, you know, they commented on something, they filled out a poll. Those insights actually tell you the things that your followers, current followers, actually are engaging with. And it's funny because right before we recorded this episode, we were talking about my Instagram story that I shared last night about going to the baseball game, and we had kind of like talked about that before we started.
Oh, so this is just a side note. Melanie said she thought her husband was going to say she looked homely and that she needed to go change. I looked at her and all I could think was, if that is homely, I am literally homeless. Like, I am actually homeless, because she still was, you know, dressed to the nines. It was just in a, would your husband say, Sporty Spice kind of way?
Yeah, he called me Sporty Spice. Take that as a compliment.
So it just was, but it gave a really, the reason that we go back to this is because it gave a good indicator of her personality as well as the things that she really cares about, which is, she really cares about appearance and like how she appears.
Yep.
And so for her, it was like very uncomfortable to actually be in sweatpants. And then for me,
you're like, that's what I do all day, every day.
Not all day, but I at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm done. I'm in my sweats.
Yeah.
And actually, specifically my husband's hoodies that he gets whenever his team wins any championship. So I get the hoodies. Like,
That's great. It is our
hoodie. It is not his hoodie. It is our hoodie. Congratulations on winning whatever tournament. I will wear
the
hoodie.
Does he care that you do that?
No, I actually, it's just like a love language.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. It's just something he expects. He's like, it's a large and it's Katie's.
That's great. That's great. But I also, in that story last night, and it's true, I am that kind of person. Like, I was telling her too, like, it took me 12 years to go to the airport in leggings instead of jeans. Like, it's just, I grew up that way. It's so ingrained. But in those stories too, I was actually talking about two things I really dislike: being cold and baseball. And you would not believe the amount of DMs that I got from sharing that about how much I do not like being cold, and that it's 57 degrees, which might not be cold to some people, but it's freezing to me. And I think baseball is like watching paint dry. Listen, I definitely probably offended people with that because they were like, baseball is my love. I live for baseball season, which is fine. I respect that. I respect that everybody has a sport that they love, but I don't. And I was doing it in a way to connect with my followers so that they could see who Melanie was outside of business Melanie, who helps people build their organizations, right?
So their kids picked the wrong sport. It's hockey. I will never get tired of watching hockey. The hockey fights during playoffs have been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. The just banter back and forth has been amazing. Like, I live right now for the reels of hockey playoffs.
Do you?
Season. That's funny. And actually, listeners right now are probably like, oh my gosh, I'm with Melanie. Or they're like, oh yeah, I have been watching the trending reels on hockey highlights.
Yeah. For me, it's basketball. That's my favorite. It's an indoor sport.
Did you see post about Charles Barkley?
No, I didn't.
Like, he said something about how, like, these hockey players make NBA look lame or something like that. And I was like, his words, not mine. So
yeah. I do. I love it. It's an indoor sport. Most games are about an hour if it's kids, and it's like done, you know, it's a short season. So I do. I genuinely enjoy it and I understand the game. So anyways, back to what you're talking about. So when you're trying to, number one, you understand your audience, you sort of have to test things out. So, you know, if you're not sure what your audience likes, just start sharing things that you think of throughout the day. Yeah. So for me, driving to that baseball game last night, I was thinking about how much I don't want to go and how much I hate being cold.
Yeah.
And I just shared it because I thought, I want people to just know who I am as a person. Or why do I drink matcha instead of, you know, coffee in the morning? That's something else that is absolutely unrelated to what I do as a business owner. I guess it is in a way because it's health, but I wanted to just talk to people about, you know, my struggles with anxiety and give them a something that's working for me as a solution. And so through that process, you start to understand what your audience wants to see more of. And so that's really important that as you go down this path of using stories is you really look at it in two ways. Yes, it's a way for people to get to know you, but it is also a way for you to sell your products and services. And that is key. We are using social media because it is supporting us getting to our business goals. So we are going to talk about today the ways that you actually sell in your stories as well.
Yeah, we will talk about that too. But one of the tactics that we want to address is in your stories, you have to have storytelling tactics. So you have to have storytelling strategies. And part of that strategy is just telling the story of who you are outside of what you do. So I should give this disclaimer. In your stories, you should be marketing something every day. So whether that is a challenge group that you're running, or it's a product that's just been launched, or it is a group that you are running, or it is just your ongoing products or your team opportunity. No matter what, something should be marketed. You should have a strategy. Yes. The direct sales done right planner is a really great place to start to make sure that you're creating that strategy. But on top of that, you're also telling the story of your life and why it matters to somebody else, because the story of your life isn't so much about you, but it's how others see you, and it creates a relatability factor. So I like to think of it like this. If I went back to 2002, I was working retail at the end of the year. I was working at Old Navy. And I remember the outside of the store, what everybody saw had to be beautiful. Everything was perfectly folded. We had one of those like trays that like perfectly folded all the t-shirts, and everything looked great. So although people were ravaging during the holiday season, it was clean, perfect, spotless. It had this air of perfection to it. And I often think that on the grid, that's what we think we have to do. And to an extent, I think that cohesion matters. I think that having just this look and vibe and feel to it matters. But let me tell you about what's happening behind the scenes at Old Navy. We had like a break room, and there was so much drama that happened in that break room. I mean, people were breaking up and getting together all of the time. And then people were calling off, and then people were going into panic mode because they couldn't find the size that, you know, the customer who needed the size ordered, they needed that. And then people were whining and complaining because they had all of these things happening. That's kind of like your stories. Your stories is kind of the Old Navy break room. I want to know, are you a goal-driven woman in direct sales who's a little bit nervous about the upcoming summer months? You've spent this entire year building up the momentum for your business, and you also realize that summer is a little bit different. You've got parties, you've got vacations, you've got time with possibly your kiddos and loved ones, but you don't want to see that hard work and effort that you've put into your business slide off.
And over the past 11 years, Katie and I have navigated this season of our lives, and maybe gracefully and also not so gracefully at times. And what we have learned is there actually is a way that you can see growth in your business. You can maintain the momentum that you've built, and you can prevent any sort of summer slide where you come back in the fall and your business is unraveled and you've taken a few steps back. And so what we've decided to do is we've created a masterclass. It is a two-part class that we are going to be running.
Because we couldn't put it all in one.
I know, it was. It was a lot of good information. And we wanted to be able to take a little bit of a deeper dive versus keeping things surface level in our training. And we're actually going to walk you through how to prepare and set yourself up for success over the summer months. And so a little bit of the training, I kind of want to walk you through what we're going to be talking about. In the first training, we are gonna walk you through the mindset of, you know, visualizing what your ideal summer would look like. The next 3 months, you know, how do you wanna spend your days? How do you wanna spend your hours? What do you want your business to look like? What are some of the non-negotiables? And we talk about that, about like scheduling your joy first, yes, right?
We give a lot of opportunity for freedom and flexibility in the schedule, but we still focus on how to do the action building activities for your direct sales business. So that's all in the first masterclass. Let's talk about the second one too.
All right, in the second masterclass, we're really gonna dive into your time management. What does time blocking actually look like? And we're gonna take a deeper dive into how do you actually create space,
yes,
for your media? Because marketing is a huge part of totally what you do. It's keeping your healthy pipeline flowing with incoming leads, mm-hmm, people that are becoming customers, people that are continuing to purchase from you, and maybe even transitioning into working team members. And so we're actually gonna walk you through some of our tried, tested, true strategies for creating social media content that allows you to get your marketing message out there.
Yeah.
And at the end of this training, you are going to have not only a workbook that you can take, yeah, and keep working through as you go through the summer months, but you're gonna have a complete strategy. You're gonna have troubleshooted all of the problems that can come up, and you're gonna feel, mm-hmm, really empowered and excited about the next 3 months instead of overwhelmed and anxious about how you're gonna fit it all in.
Yeah, so it's not about survival this summer. It's about thriving through the summer months and loving the work you do while still having the freedom and flexibility to be present for the people who matter most. So what do you need to do? You need to click the link to register for this two-part masterclass. All you need to do is click below. Of your life. So it doesn't have to be everything, but it should give people a better glimpse into who you are, the values that you hold, how you serve, and your stance on the things that matter the most to you. So I think it's great when content creators who are building an intentional brand, not a personal brand, where it's not 2019, when you're building an intentional brand, you are showcasing how you serve people. And even in your stories, you're doing that. So you're showing people who you are and what you're like, but they're also catching a glimpse of what it would be like to work with you. And so for me, I know that I share scripture. I share my relationship with Jesus Christ. I also share my political views. And I know that there are people who are like, I can't believe she just said that. But it also makes me who I am. And if that is something that makes other people uncomfortable, I can't carry that with me. Because when I would get to serve them and they would go, well, I don't really like that, I probably am not the person who would best serve them anyway.
Hmm.
So although I don't showcase all of that on my grid all of the time, because I'm really focused on those three types of content, brand awareness, engagement, and also sales, in my stories, I am going to make sure that people get a feel for who I am, how I serve, what matters most, and most importantly, if there's a connection that we have.
Yeah, I feel like you said that very professionally and very eloquently, but I also know what's going through our listeners' minds, and they are like, oh my gosh, I can't share who I am because not everybody will like me. And I'm so afraid that people will unfollow me.
Yeah, but people are already judging you.
Yes.
I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to
burst bubble.
Yeah, that's the way to say it. People don't like you. They don't. People are judging you. People already have a vibe for you. And some of that can kind of come off when you don't actually stand for anything. When you don't stand up for the things that you believe in, you actually stand for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of just like boring, you know? So it's not that I'm a very big believer in the phrase, it's a choice to be offended. So if people are offended by you, you have to say to yourself, okay, if I created that content, was I trying to be helpful, hopeful, and healing? If I was, then their choice to be offended isn't on me. They have to own that.
Right.
So
it's a good point.
Post away.
I love it.
Post away.
I love it. I interrupted you. Did you have anything
in that? No. Okay. I mean, just at the break room, I mean, I got to thinking about that drama back there, and it was fun. I mean, it was just...
It was fun.
It was crazy back there. And
how long did you work at Old Navy?
I lasted one season.
Okay. Don't talk about Old Navy. We talk about our days at Bob Evans.
Because the tips were better at Pasta 2 and Bob Evans.
Yes.
And then retail was just kind of like, it was not.
It is. I did American Eagle during the holidays is what I did. So I understand this very
well. Probably a psychologist would probably really analyze the fact that you worked at American Eagle and I worked at Old Navy.
Because
I feel like it's a slightly different vibe too, where Old Navy is kind of like, it's almost like a little bit messier. And American Eagle in the early 2000s was like super like put together.
Really?
And, I feel like there's probably a truth to where we worked in retail too.
Very cool. Anyways. All right. Well, let's go on to just content ideas. We're going to talk about just what to actually post in the stories. What are some of our best content ideas? And so here's a couple of my favorites. And a couple of things that I think are really important is in the Direct Sales Done Right planner, in the weekly spread, you have a place to, and you can get it, shop.chicinfluencer.com. It actually comes with free trainings, which I feel like we should probably charge for those eventually because they're really good. It's like a free course, right? Mm-hmm. But anyways, get it now. So go check it out. Inside of that planner and your weekly spread, you've got your content, but we also have a place for you to talk about your stories and your marketing focus. So I want you to say, sure, I am going to share the messiness of life and what it's like to build my business and who I am as a human, but what is that one thing that I'm actually marketing in my day? So one thing that I want you to think about is anytime, you know, you sit down to say, all right, I am marketing for my new skincare line, right? Maybe the company just launched a new skincare line and it's for women in their 40s. And so you think to yourself, like, that's what I want to talk about today. Maybe you post that on your grid. You always want to say, how am I backing it up in my story? So a story idea for the new skincare line for anti-aging would be you actually getting onto your stories and saying, not just like, are you in your 40s? Do you have wrinkles? Do you notice that your skin elasticity? So that's great. You're just talking about facts. But if you actually got on and said, one of the biggest things that I struggle with as a woman who is 40 is that I can see a distinct difference in my skin from 10 years ago to now. The dark circles are more prominent. The wrinkles are starting to protrude a little bit more. I can see that my skin isn't as full and it kind of bothers me. I want to be as youthful. I care about my skin. And so but I also wanted a skincare line that had, you know, really good quality ingredients because that's important to me. Because as an aging woman, I know that hormones play a big role in our skin. And so if you actually make it more conversational, something that you have a problem with, something that matters to you, something you're concerned about, and then you actually say, I've been using this product for the last 4 weeks, and here's my before, and here's my after, or this is my friend's results. Look at how amazing her skin looks. And so when you actually walk people through an experience, that is much more engaging than throwing up the photo that the company gives you of the new skincare line and a few before and afters and your link to buy. You're going to get a better response when you get in there and you talk about it, especially if you've used that experience or used that product. And then instead of just walking people through the experience, you have to make sure that you don't just document, but you give people an opportunity to have conversations with you. So this is where I would say, put in a question box strategically that said, you know, what are some of your, like, are you in your 40s? Are these things that you worry about too? Or you say, you know, to other people, like, are dark circles something that you feel like you're always looking for an under eye cream for? Yes, absolutely. I want to know more about your cream. You know, so you want to put these sliders or question boxes or polls as a way for your audience to engage with you, so that you can have the conversations with the people that might be interested in that too. So you're always trying to strategically ask people questions. And I think that I did this last night in my stories too, a few times, maybe when I was talking about, like, I hate being cold. If I didn't do that, I probably should have put in there, I also hate being cold too. And then it's like, what is your least favorite sport? And dropped a question box. And even though that has nothing to do with what I sell, it is allowing my audience to actually engage with me too, mm-hmm. right? So that's important. So using the features that the platform gives you, telling stories, that's another thing that's really important. So when you're going through and before you hit post on your stories, take a step back, because sometimes we're just in the moment doing it, go, what is my purpose of this? How can I turn this into a way to actually have conversations with the people that are viewing my stories? And we don't always get it right. There are times even today when I ask a question and nobody fills it out. And it's because I either didn't ask it in the right way or it wasn't, you know, it was
too
salesy.
Too
yeah, it didn't yeah. matter to them. So, but those are just some of the current ways that I use the stories and the features to get people to engage and
interact. The only other thing I would say about the questions feature is if you're asking a really in-depth question, they're not going to give in-depth right. answers because people don't really like to think yeah. when they're using social media. They like quick and easy. Yep. So like super simple, quick answers that usually are a 1 to 2 word response is, right. is really right. what people are looking yeah. to do. So asking about their favorite sport, that's one that's going to prompt an easy yep. response. But if you're asking, how did you feel whenever you found out that Tucker Carlson is no longer on Fox News?
Yeah.
And like you wanted a really heavy response. You might get a few people who yeah. respond, but probably not that many.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So let's go over a couple hacks. Did you have something okay. else to add?
I was like, okay, you really want response. And I kind of want to say why. This is why you want people to respond in your DMs. You want them to fill out polls. Number one, it tells the algorithm, hey, these two people like each other. Let's make sure we show her story circle sure. at the beginning. So it's important to engagement. It's important to the algorithm. It's important to your account actually growing. So that's why you want to focus sure. on it.
Yes. Okay. So a few other hacks. I'm going to go super fast through this, but the cool news is that this week, if you are following at Katie Writes Content or at Melanie Mitro or at Chic Influencer, we're going to go more in depth with some of these hacks that we have created. So the first hack that I want to give you is create a standout factor that gives people a reason to come back. One thing that I do on my story is you can find it probably 3, maybe 4 times a week is called content hidden gems. They're basically content tips and strategies that are next level awesome, but you have to be watching my stories to actually get them regularly. And I don't always say exactly when I'm going to be giving them, but they're exclusive to my stories. So I'm giving people a reason to come back to the stories. The second thing is perfection doesn't work for your stories. It isn't about being polished. It isn't about being perfect. It is about being who you really are and looking for that relatability factor. Mm-hmm. So if the Legos are on the ground, or if there's dishes in the sink, or if you want to show people, you know, your messy closet, you can do those things. That's actually incredibly relatable. So just be you and allow your guard down a little bit as well. One thing that I see a lot of people do that I don't recommend is creating a lot of stories, story overload. This just at first glance, before people even look at your story, says, wow, this person is really busy holding up a phone. And it doesn't give a vibe of like somebody who actually, you know, has values outside of their social media. So I try to recommend keeping it at about 10 to 15 story sets a day. And I even think that that's really max. So I do think that being aware of how much time you're spending with your phone in your hand and you're doing stories, people are probably like, you can put it down, sister. You don't need to be telling me all about all the things that are happening in your life. I just don't need to know it. Spice it up, ask questions, post about something you believe in. Even if it doesn't have to do with what you sell, we really did cover this already. I talk about my faith. I know that Melanie talks a lot about fashion. I know that I love talking about politics, even though it makes some people really uncomfortable. So whatever it is. And I also do love talking about like the NHL, and I do yep. love talking about my boys' hockey. I also like the idea of having some reason for people to come back about you, like an ongoing story about you. So for example, right now I'm very strategically talking about my son overcoming an obstacle with the coach that he currently has that has been a very uncomfortable process for our entire family, and it's caused us a lot of struggle, but I'm not talking about that on my grid. I am showcasing it and talking about it very, very vulnerably in my stories, but it's not something that I'm putting publicly too. So it gives people a feel for even how I am as a mother and how I view just the politics of sports as well. One thing that I do, I don't think you do this, but I Sabbath. So I do focus on my Sunday. I don't work, but it gives my stories a rest too. So I do find that every single Monday, there is a major uptick. It at least doubles my views from the Saturday before. So if you're like, I just need a refresh, give yourself a 24-hour break. You're totally allowed mm-hmm. to take a break from social media. And then in your posts, in your content, it is cool to totally create a call to action that guides people up to your stories. So a lot of times if I'm doing a fun post, I might say, check my stories. I'm going over all the details about this amazing skincare today. Okay? So no matter what, I got to go back to this idea of personal brand versus intentional brand. It isn't 2019 anymore. People are not craving more of you. They're craving more of how you can prove how you serve them. So your content isn't about you, it's about the person who you can serve. So when it comes to your stories, it's great that you create content that shows how people can connect to you, but you also want to be asking yourself, what does this do for somebody else? I know in Melanie's case, she talks a lot about nutrition. She talks a lot about her supplements. She talks a lot about hormone health. And she isn't just doing that to say, look at me. She's doing it strategically because she's adding value to the person who may be sitting in that struggle on the other side of the screen. So for you, if all you're doing is documenting your day, at some point you got to look up from your phone and be like, why am I actually documenting my day? Why would anyone care about this? And then make your content in a way that people should actually care about it as well. Mm-hmm. It gives people a really well-rounded picture of who you are, but it also gives people a really good perspective on what it would actually be like to work with you.
I love that.
So, all right, that's all I got for today.
Lots of good stuff. We could do an entire event on stories and social media because there's just so much there and it's such a powerful tool. And in the end, remember your social media, your stories, your grid, it's all there to actually support your business goals. It's a strategy to allow people to develop that know, like, and trust factor with you. So I want to leave you with one final thing before we let you go today, and it's our testimonial of the week. So the Direct Sales Done Right Academy, that's a great place. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to begin to work with the two of us and you want to really have a solid practice in your direct sales business, the Academy is a great place to start. Jackie Hodges left us an incredible testimonial about her experience. And she said, I've been consistently inviting people to try my products and getting so many yeses. Also, the weekly reflection page in the planner has caused me to go back and review the goals I've set for myself that I never used to do. So setting goals and then staying on track and reaching those goals has been a huge win. All right, you guys, thanks so much for tuning in to the podcast this week. And it is Imperfect Showcases Your Relatability, so show up imperfectly.
See, I wrote that down. I got that in.
You did. I'm so proud of you. All right, we'll see you guys back here for another week's episode.
Bye, guys.
All right, so if you loved today's episode, make sure you head over to wherever you listen to the episode today and leave us a rating and review. And also, take a little screenshot and tag us on Chic Influencer. We'll feature you in our stories. Plus, we'd love to get your feedback and hear from our listeners. Yep.
Until next week, let's make chic happen.